I'm glad to see you here this morning. I heard there was this thing called the Super Bowl happening today. I know some people, it's like a high holy day of American football. They spend the whole day, making food and getting the house ready and watching the pregame ceremonies and the commentaries and everything before the game starts. I promise you we'll get out in time for the Super Bowl to start, which is 3:30 in the afternoon. A few months ago, I was at the dentist's office for a teeth cleaning, and I was making small talk with the hygienist, and she found out that I was a priest. And so in the course of the small talk, she said, what do you do when God doesn't answer your prayers? And I wasn't sure what to say because I didn't know her. I didn't know, what might be prompting this question. And I didn't want to pry into her life. So I said, I'm not exactly sure why God doesn't answer our prayers sometimes. Sometimes I think it's maybe not the right time and God is just saying, not now. Sometimes I think God wants us to reframe the question and look at it in a different way. And sometimes I think maybe God is just not ready to reveal the answer to us yet. So I really can't tell you why God doesn't answer prayers. I didn't want to, trivialize her question or patronize her faith. So I did the best I could. I hear that question from time to time, why doesn't God answer my prayers? It sort of assumes that God is obligated to answer our prayers, which I don't know if that is true. But in reality, it's often the case that we don't get an answer when we pray. Some people, I think, give up on religion when they don't get their prayers answered and they go somewhere else looking for someone who will give them answers. Well, today's gospel has two people of prayer: Anna, an old woman, and Simeon, an old man. And in the course of their lives, I think they had different answers to the prayers that they gave to God. Anna was an old woman who never left the temple, but prayed and fasted there night and day continuously. When Anna was a young woman, her husband died. And she was so filled with grief, I think she went into the temple. And there she found such consolation that she just wanted to stay there. The presence of God was as powerful as the presence of her husband had been. And so she just stayed there in the presence of God. It doesn't say how she got fed. I imagine that people took pity on her and they brought her food. Man says to his wife, I'm going to the temple today. She says, here, take this loaf of bread and put it in your pocket and give it to Anna when you see her. He says, what am I, a food carrier for Anna? Do I look like a donkey? She says, just put it in your pocket and give it to her. We'll be blessed for what we give to Anna. So he does it. And Anna has enough to live on. And she stays in the temple and prays. She stays there continuously, so I assume she must be hearing something from God and her prayers are being answered. Simeon, on the other hand, is not like Anna, because his prayers are not answered. Not for a long time, anyway. When Simeon was a young man, he went to the synagogue and he heard the lessons being read. And the lesson that day was from the prophet Isaiah, talking about how the Messiah was going to come. And when Simeon heard that lesson being read, a feeling came over him and he felt in his bones, you are going to see the Messiah before you die. He didn't tell anyone about it. It was personal. It was It was private. It was such a powerful feeling that he knew it must be from God. It was a promise from God to him that he would see the Messiah someday. And it kept him going every day. Every day he got up and he would think, is this the day? Is this the day when I'm going to see the Messiah? He would daydream about it and think, well, I wonder what it will be like. Will he come in power, like with flames of fire? Or will he come quietly, like a soft summer rain? So Simeon kept looking and kept wondering. He worried that he might miss the Messiah if he wasn't watching. So he began to scrutinize the faces of all the people he met. He thought, could this man be the Messiah? Could the Messiah be a woman? Maybe it's this woman. So he began to treat every person he met with great care and respect. He listened to them deeply and he peered into their eyes. And Simeon became known as a holy person because of this. He became known as a righteous and devout man. His wife said, Simeon, you're getting too holy for your own good. But he prayed about this revelation that God had given to him. He prayed to God. He said, God, let me see the Messiah today. Let it be today. But life went on and it didn't happen. Simeon and his wife had children. They grew up. They had children. He became a grandfather. His wife's hair turned gray. His wife's hair turned white. He became an old man, stooped and bent over and weary in his bones. So he became more insistent in his prayers with God. He said, Lord, you had better send the Messiah soon. I'm getting to be an old man. I don't have much time left. You've got to show me the Messiah soon. Well, how do you keep praying when you don't have an answer? Somehow, Simeon found a way to keep praying, even though he didn't get his answer. One morning he got up and he felt in his bones, today is going to be the day. Go into the temple. So even before his prayers got up, he left. Even before his morning prayers, he got up and he went eagerly into the temple. And he thought, maybe today one of the priests will announce who the Messiah is. Or maybe the Messiah will stand up and reveal himself. But when he got to the temple, it was just a normal day in the temple. There was the usual press of pilgrims coming to pray. There were the sellers of turtle doves and pigeons and sheep. The priests were dumping baskets of incense into the brazier. It was just like any other day. And Simeon felt disappointed and let down. He thought, has my whole life been a mistake? Did I hear God wrong? Or is this some kind of joke that God has been playing on me? And so he turned to go. But as he went, he saw a young couple coming into the temple, Mary and Joseph. Joseph, the young man, was carrying a little cage with two turtle doves in it. And Mary, his wife, was carrying a newborn baby. And something said to Simeon, there he is. That's the Messiah. And so he went to Mary and he reached out his arms for the baby. And she opened her eyes in surprise, but she gave him the baby. And he knew, holding the baby, at last, he had seen the Messiah, and now at last he could die in peace. He felt this song welling up in his heart, and he said, Lord, you now have set your servant free to go in peace as you have promised. For these eyes of mine have seen the Savior whom you have prepared for all the world to see, a light to enlighten the nations and the glory of your people Israel. And people gathered around. And he started telling them the story of his life, how God had told him that he would see the Messiah. And now, finally, as an old man, he is able to see this Messiah, this baby. He handed the baby back to Mary, and he gave a blessing to Mary and Joseph. He laid one hand on Mary and one hand on Joseph, and he said, "May God bless you and keep you. May God give you the wisdom and the courage to raise this child." And he said to Mary, "This child is very special. God is going to do something amazing with this child, and it's not going to be easy on you. You're going to have heartbreak in your life." And just about then, Anna, the old woman, she saw what was going on, and she came over. And she took the baby in her arms too, and she started praising God and telling people about how this child was destined for the redemption of Israel. So there was these two old people there with this newborn baby. Two people near the ends of their lives, and one person just starting his life. It's just like this transfer from one generation to another. And in another way, it's like a transfer from the Old Testament and Simeon and all the prophets to this newborn baby who was going to move into the New Testament and start a new era. You know, as he was leaving the temple, Simeon started to wonder, why didn't God show me the Messiah as an adult? I'm not going to live long enough for this child to grow up and fulfill the prophecy of the Messiah. But Simeon said, "It's enough. My prayer has been answered, even with just the child." You know, prayer is often just faithful waiting. You know, we wait for God. We listen. We pray. We watch. And it may be that we have to wait a long time, maybe even to the end of our life. But to wait faithfully, that's prayer. You know, when I was a kid, my dad, he was a quiet person. He didn't raise his voice very often. He didn't give us those long speeches about how dangerous drugs are. He didn't tell me I had to get straight A's on my report card. He never really even said, "I love you." That's just who he was and the generation that he was from. But I knew my dad loved me. I knew it because he was a constant presence with us. He was always there for us. I knew that he expected good things from me. He expected me to be a good person and to do something good with my life. I think sometimes God is sort of like that. We know God is a constant presence in our lives. We know God expects things out of us. And so, even when we don't get an answer to our prayer exactly, we keep on praying. We don't give up, like Simeon, the old man. Amen.